Well, I'm not the healer, but I know the healer. Praise God. I've been with him a long time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the real thing is to come to the place where you live in divine health. I didn't even know you could do that until I heard Brother Hagin start talking about it. And we'll talk about it today. And I'll show you how to do it. I learned back some years ago. How many of you came to receive today? Oh, you came to get it. Praise God. Well, you won't be disappointed. Like Gloria always said, Jesus always comes to healing school. I heard the Lord say one day, he said, healing always comes. Well, it kind of caught me off guard. And I said, healing always comes? He says, yes, it's just not always received. Hallelujah. Why don't you sit down? That'd be good. Praise God. And Father, we thank you today. Oh, my. The healer's in the house. We praise you and worship you and bless you. We receive your presence today. Your divine presence is always. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise you and thank you that you are. And Satan, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you've been defeated yesterday, today, and forever. And you have no part or lot in this service. Now we bind you right now, every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world, and every wicked spirits in the heavenlies. We bind you. We hit you with the name of Jesus. We hit you with the blood of the Lamb. We hit you with it with both covenants in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. Now you are through. So get out of here in the name of Jesus. You leave. Father, we submit ourselves to you. We draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. Glory to God. And we resist the devil. Your word says it. We just resisted him. He's gone. He's gone. Hallelujah. He's gone. Thank you, Jesus. And ministering spirit, you are welcome in this place to do your part. Little Willie Phelps. Well, he's not Little Willie Phelps anymore, but this was in Brother Robert's ministry. He had a manifestation of power in his right hand. And that anointing would lift, and he was done. But he laid hands on so many people, and this particular day, evening, it had really been that way. And he was leaving the vineyard. And there was a woman there with a little boy. And he said, are you Oral Roberts? He said, yes, I am. He said, I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, well, son, the anointing has lifted off of me. But he said, I don't know about all that, but all I know is I'm supposed to be healed today. Amen. Well, his legs didn't work. And he said, well, I'll do the praying if you'll do the believing. And his mother agreed with that. He said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Boy, he came ready. And he laid hands on him. He was instantly healed. He was instantly healed. And I talked to Richard about this, it's been a couple of months, 3 or 4 months ago now. And I was talking about him, and I was asking what happened to him later. Well, he was a very successful man. And he said that was actually one of the greatest miracles of this entire ministry. And the reason I like that, he came to receive it. He didn't come to try. He said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Wow. Well, you're supposed to be healed today. Amen. You're supposed to be well.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, now, praise God. This is the manufacturer's handbook. I sit down in an airplane, and you get the FMS, flight management system, but there's also the manufacturer's book. I'm thinking about one right now. This is the manufacturer's handbook. And he backs his product. Amen. He backs his product. Praise God. So you can go straight to the factory. This is their manual. Now, if you drive a Ford, you don't want to go get a Chevrolet manual. It is not going to work. You understand what I'm saying? So, other books are good, but you want to make sure they match the book.
Amen.
We checked into flight safety. That's the largest flight training company in the United States. And this particular airplane, it was Lockheed Jetstar, and it's a four-engine airplane, and it's a complex airplane. And he had that book up there, and it was all, everything from Lockheed. And then he had the training manual. And he said, this is the first day now, 8 o'clock, ground school. He said, if this information in flight safety doesn't match the manufacturer's book, we always go by this. And I thought, I wish preachers had that much sense. Instead of drifting off into other things. Now, this is what we're here for today. God's very best. To learn and receive by His Spirit, because His Spirit represents Him. Just study that 13, 14, 15, 16 chapter of John. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. Well, they couldn't imagine anything, His going away, would anything it would be better? Because if I don't go away, the Comforter doesn't come. But if I go away, I'll send him to you. Now, praise God. There is, I want to go here to the Classic Amplified. And okay. But when the Comforter, now listen, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, and Standby. That's who's living on the inside of you. And He's not there just for the ride. He's ready to do all of those things. I like standby. How many of you, the car that you drive and you're out on the highway and you need to get around somebody and you just shove that thing down and it drops into another gear? You remember, you know that? That's standby power. They used to call that the passing gear. But you young folks don't know much, so. Boy, I mean, I remember when it wasn't there. Come on. I got to get around that thing. But you just reach down there and get that. Oh, whoa. Now, a very, very special partner of this ministry gave me a Bentley. And that thing's got a 12-cylinder engine in it. And so I drove it to the hangar, and I just pulled out of there, and I was right there close to the runway, but I didn't even get out on the runway. I just thought, let's just see what this little fellow will do. And I just eased it down there and punched that boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. That had some standby power. The standby power is right in here. And when you need it, I mean slam down and go get that other gear. You get so tired and worn out and you're working hard and serving God, just come on up inside. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ and his anointing, which strengthens me. I wait upon the Lord and I rise up and he renews my strength like an eagle. I run and I'm not weary and I walk and I don't faint and I get right up on that treadmill of that scripture and just get after it. Standby power. But he's the intercessor. He's the counselor. Hallelujah. So now, I'm supposed to be healed today. Say it. I'm supposed to be healed today. I'm supposed to be well.
I'm supposed to be well.
Jesus is my healer. How many times did you read and did I read in the book and it said, Jesus, heal them all. So let's begin on Acts 10:38. Now, I want to tell you something about this. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Now, a centurion, I liken him to a garrison commander. A centurion means that he is in command of at least 100 men. It could be more. So he could be in command of 100 soldiers and maybe have 50 other people that work there. Now, the centurion that built the synagogue in Capernaum was Cornelius. Ah! Just write that out. There wasn't but one there. And that is the reason why he said what he did at the crucifixion. This must have been the Son of God. Well, then he just began to pray and seek God and his giving. Well, that included that building of that synagogue. And the Bible, that angel said, your giving has gotten the attention in heaven and told him exactly what to do. Well, Peter went there and he preached. So, a devout man. Now, come on down here. Peter began to preach what Jesus preached. And then Peter opened his mouth in the 34th verse and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea. He was there. He was in command of that whole area. And Caesarea was right there where Pilate was come to. I don't call him Pilate. I call him Pilate. That's what his name spells. He's not a pilot. He's Pilate. Man. How, listen, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, some of them might say, well, Brother Copeland, that is Jesus. No, it wasn't. It is God. By his Spirit. Didn't we read that yesterday? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is the one that did it. He says, it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You can tell I'm excited about today. Because wasn't any of that I had planned. It just came out of me. Praise God. Now then, we know that faith works by love. Galatians 5, 6 says that. And I'm going to go down through some points here, and then we'll go back. Faith works by love, Galatians 5, 6, John 4, 16. And we also know in the 13th chapter of John, there at that last Passover meal, the last Seder meal before he went to the cross, Jesus said, John 13, 34, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And all men there is in italics, so all people, all of mankind, will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another. Then John wrote in 1 John, we have known, konosko. It's the same word. And talking about Mary. And she knew not a man till after Jesus was born. Very intimate. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. The moment you were born again. Now listen. Who did that? The Spirit of love. I told you my testimony about it. Yeah, it was an outstanding witness to me. And then the scripture says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart, in our spirit, by the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, who is love. So you're full of love whether you use it or not, since he's in there. But then you have to develop it and walk in it and practice it. Practice his presence. So we walk in love and we walk by faith. Well, the two of them work together. So that, and faith works by love. Then you have the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Love never fails. And the Amplified says it never ends. But you have to walk in it. Now then, let's look at some of the, we're going to talk about keeping his commandments, Matthew 22, 35 through 37, and redeemed from the curse. If you know how to walk in that, if I just had to just pick one thing and walk in it, that covers spirit, soul, body, finances, social, everything. Everything in redemption from the curse. And we'll talk about that. Then, Isaiah 53, of course, and a life worth living. So now, there's another thing. I want to go here. So, Matthew 22, when the Pharisees had heard he'd put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. And one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said unto him, The son of David. The son of David. Say it. The son of David. This is a key phrase. Use it. Christ, the son of David.
I'm Melissa Engardi. I'm from St. Louis, and this is my church, Faith Church. And I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 15 years ago. And I've been doing pretty good with it, and I, you know, was pretty stable with it, and I've been praying a lot. But I was having problems with my sacroiliac. I had a lot of inflammation in it. So today when I came in, or even this weekend when I knew he was coming, Kenneth Copeland, I made sure I came to this one because I have to rest a lot. I have to sleep a lot. So I made sure I came this morning, and I can't believe how much better I feel. I mean, my sacroiliac, my hips and everything, they feel perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. It's like I finally have been able to receive it. I do like to do taekwondo, and I do like to exercise, and I know that I'll be able to get back into it. I just know that I'll be able to do it. So if you see me, I'll get my third degree black belt one day.
So you've seen your wife for 15 years with pain.
Yes.
And what do you think today?
I think it's a miracle. It's a miracle. She was afraid to come up. She was so scared to come up. And I said, no, you have to go up there. You have to go up. You have to tell your testimony. She's such a strong woman. And we've been married for 36 years. And I just love her so, so much.
I couldn't do that. I could not do that before.
Back in taekwondo.
Yeah, I'm back in taekwondo.
God loves you and knows what you're going through. In the teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland unpacks the promises of God to you, a born-again believer. He walks you through the healing ministry of Jesus to understand the perfect will of God for your life. Learn how to cast the care of the situation, the pain, and the worry onto your Savior. Run to your Heavenly Father and understand how to be fully persuaded in your faith to be made completely whole. Receive your healing by building up your faith through the Word. God's perfect love for you casts out all fear. Believe the love He has for you and give Him your situation, addiction, and sickness in exchange for His healing, peace, and freedom. Find out God's direction for your life and see His unconditional love for you. Build your faith to be whole, starting by feeding your spirit on the Word. Get ready to be made whole. Become fully persuaded that living by faith is the life for you. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. Discover the keys to receiving from God by faith to live a healed and whole life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Somebody with problems in this part of your back, that you haven't been able to reach over and get your toes like that. Well, I'm 87. What's your excuse? But you can now. You can now. But you're going to have to do it.
What happened back here? I'll come to you.
I didn't want...
Are you on the scooter?
No. It's my friend up there. I've had problems in my lower right back. And when he spoke all that, my husband looks at me like, you should stand up. And I didn't, because I just, you know, didn't want to talk in the mic. But now that you came here, I know it's God thing. But I wanted to make sure that I could reach down and touch my toes, because I know yesterday I really couldn't because of this, like, lump in the back of my back on the right side.
So what do you feel right now?
I feel it's gone since 11:40 because I looked at the clock and go, down and touched my toe.
Come on.
There you
go. Come on.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Healing is God's will for you. The first three verses of Psalms 103 tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities and heals all thy diseases. Jesus is the healer, and he is greater than any sickness, disease, addiction, or fear. Everything in the curse of the law has a name, and every one of them must bow their knee to the name of Jesus. In Christ, you have the victory. To help you learn more, the Copelands have a gift for you. It is the teaching series, Faith to Be Made Whole. Let the Word of God build fully persuaded faith in you that brings healing and wholeness into your life today. Request your free copy today on kcm.org. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you, to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.